If you have learned how to disagree without being disagreeable, then you discovered the secret of getting along, whether it be in business, family relations, or in life itself. Getting along well with other people is still the world's most needed skill. With it, there is no limit to what a person can do. We need people. We need the cooperation of others. There is very little we can do alone. And lastly, I have a quote from Leonardo da Vinci. A deaf and dumb person who sees two men in a conversation may nevertheless understand from the attitudes and gestures of the speakers how well their discussion is getting along. It's important for us, especially in light of this baptism today and talking about the house of God and being the family of God, that we understand that getting along is a big part of all of that here in this life. We're going to be living potentially, as I said, in the same house, each with our own room. And I like that analogy. Whether physically that's really going to be the situation or not, I like the analogy. We're not all going to be living in separate little places, living our own little lives. A sociology course I took at York University, the professor of that course said he felt, tongue-in-cheek remark, that the demise of Western culture came about when we got rid of front porches. All of us are old enough, many of us, I guess, old enough to remember, even I remember, sitting on the front porch watching things go on. A friend of mine who lived in Scotland told me they used to have a truck that drove around. In Britain, you have to pay a license to have a TV and a radio. And those of you from Britain know that. And there would be a truck that would drive around, and they used to call it a porcupine because it had antennas all sticking out of it, checking to see who had a TV on it and checking to see if they paid their license. And because everybody had a front porch, the kids would be playing in the street, and they'd say, the porcupine's coming, and everybody down the road would turn all their units off. So when the truck went by, nobody had a TV or a radio, apparently. And as the truck went by, the porcupine's gone, and everything would come back on again. I can remember playing in the street, and word would go down from porch to porch that it was time to come home for lunch or dinner. And I think he had a point when he said the demise of Western culture. We've stopped communicating. The houses that we tend to build and the new developments that tend to go up, what's the first thing they do? They put a 6 or 7 foot high wooden fence around so we can privatize my yard. And the houses are built almost to zero lot lines because who goes outside? You just stay in your house, and there's a rec room downstairs, and there's an entertainment room here, and you don't go outside. We don't know who many of our neighbors are. So getting along with other people is simply not creating any trouble, generally. Being a good neighbor is the person that just doesn't go out and make noise and run their lawnmower at odd hours or whatever it may be. But the lack of communication means good communication in many neighborhoods today. And like I said, when I was in Cuba, it was very, very different. And we stayed with people who were in the city, and we stayed with some people who lived in the country. We weren't at a resort. We were touring sort of the real people, so to speak. And we heard time and time again this idea of family and of living in close quarters. And yes, it has its challenges because it's hard sometimes to get along in close quarters. But they long for that because they understand the strength that is in family and in getting along and living in one household, so to speak. As we talk about this a little bit further, let's bow our heads in prayer. Spirit of God, help us this morning, again, to put aside the distractions that we may have brought along with us, things that may be pulling us in different ways. Help us to hear your voice today. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. There's lots of references in the different scriptures that I've read today about dwelling places, even the section in Genesis. Adam and Eve dwelt in the garden and they walked with God and God walked with them. It was a household, so to speak, and everybody got along until they didn't. We know that the church in Corinth did very well in its early days based on comments that Paul makes in the 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Everybody got along very well until they didn't. And Jesus himself says in the Gospel of Mark, If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. The thing that unites a house, and if I think in terms of house league, the thing that unites a team together is working and getting along together. When we try to divide ourselves and one of us tries to, on a team situation, to be better than everybody else, that's not a team, that's an individual, and they will lose in their sport or activity or whatever it may be. What indicates that we are working together? Well, Jesus gives us this in the Gospel of John, and that's kind of what I read to the children this morning. And I want to read for you from the Message translation, the end of chapter 13, the beginning of chapter 14. It's only a few verses. This is what it is to be in the house of God, in the household of God, and to be a part of that agreeable segment. Let me give you a new commandment. Love one another. In the same way I loved you, you love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other. Simon Peter asked, Master, where are you going? Jesus answered, you can't now follow me where I'm going. You will follow me later. Don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There's plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, would I have told you that I'm on my way to get a room ready for you? And if I'm on my way to get a room ready, I'll come back and get you so you can live where I live. And you already know the road I'm taking. And he was talking in riddles at this point to the disciples because they didn't have any idea. We know the end of that story, that the cross event is about to take place and the resurrection of Jesus is about to take place. But at this point, the disciples aren't aware of that. So there's reading, if you read further on in that segment, they're questioning him. What do you mean you're going somewhere? Where aren't you going to be with us for all time? But Jesus is telling us clearly, here's how you prove that you're of my house. And it's a new commandment, but it's also a part of an old commandment. Love one another. Love one another in the same way I loved you. Those are simple words, but if we try to really think about that, that's hard. We have a little baby today, and mom and dad love baby very, very much. But there's some days, I'm sure, as Jackson's getting a bit older too, it's a little difficult to maybe get along and love. But you do anyway. And that's how you prove that you're good parents. And that's how your children know that you're trustworthy mom and dads and trustworthy parents, because you continue to love them no matter what. That's what God wants from us, all of us, to get along as God gets along with us, to always be forgiving, to always be loving, to always be there, to be there for one another, even when sometimes it's hard. There's a song that was written in 1975 by Jimmy and Carol Owens. I want to read the words from that in closing. And it's called, We Are Heirs of the Father. And it's, we are heirs of the Father, we are joint heirs with the Son, we are people of His kingdom, we are family, we are one. We are washed, we are sanctified, we are cleansed by His blood, we are born of His Spirit, we are children of the Lord. We are members of His body, we are objects of His love, we are partakers of His holiness, we are citizens of heaven above. We're partakers of His suffering. We're partakers of His grace. We shall meet Him to be like Him. We shall see Him face to face. We are longing for His coming. We are looking to the skies. We are watching. We are waiting. We shall dwell with Him. We shall rise. We shall reign with Him forever. Men and angels shout and sing, for dominion has been given to the family of the King. We are heirs of the Father. We are family. We are one. Amen. Let's bow our heads just for a moment. Gracious God, we thank You for this, that we are family, that You call us to get along, that we are in Your house, Lord, not just right at this very moment, but we are the household of God. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, And we work towards getting along and raising one another and supporting one another, supporting a new baby that's in our midst through prayer and for conversation and anything that we can do to help. We thank you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen. Who are Christ's brothers and sisters? Those who do the will of God. Loving God, loving neighbor, we share as we have, members of the household of God. Let us now present our offerings to God.